With Montana News, I'm Austin Amestoy. Montana's tech industry this week got an injection of more than $40 million of federal grant funding. The Headwaters Tech Hub is a partnership of universities, private companies, and government agencies across western Montana. It's one of 31 federally designated tech hubs nationwide. The Federal Economic Development Administration designated and funded the hubs to build domestic production of electronics research and manufacturing. Montana's tech hub focuses on photonic sensors, advanced computer chips that help operate drones and other unmanned vehicles. One project to come from the new funding will test those technologies at Montana Tech in Butte. Montana Fish, Wildlife, and Parks is forming an advisory council to review how the state manages river recreation. Recreation includes fishing, hunting, swimming, and boating from motorized and non-motorized vehicles. The agency says increases in waterway use has led to issues like crowding or user conflicts. FWP is seeking up to 12 members of the public to join the group, which will suggest ways to balance water recreation and natural resources. The advisory council will meet for 3 days in October, but the group may host more meetings as needed. There will be virtual public workshops where people can offer feedback on the proposed council at the end of August. A conservation nonprofit announced it bought more than 1,400 acres of land near Fort Harrison in Helena. The purchase prevents housing from getting too close to the military facility. Prickly Pear Land Trust Executive Director Mary Hollow says the organization's purchase of the Birdseye Ranch just north of Fort Harrison will allow it to preserve the land for grazing, wildlife habitat, and seasonal recreation access.
What an amazing gift to the community that'll, you know, just keep on giving.
Most of Prickly Pear Land Trust conservation work is done through easements, but Hollow says funding from the Montana National Guard opened the door to acquiring the land.
It's not the kind of decision that we would have made probably anywhere else, but this is a unique area, and because of its importance to the military, it made sense.
Since 2005, the U.S. Department of Defense has offered grants to organizations to help purchase land adjacent to military facilities. The so-called buffer areas reduce impacts to residents from military activity like overhead planes and live fire training exercises. In turn, the grants help conservationists to treat the land for noxious weeds and wildfire preparedness. Hollow says the federal award, as well as money from Lewis and Clark County and the state, helped cover the ranch's nearly $3 million price tag. For more Montana news, visit our website, mtpr.org. That's also where we have playlists, podcasts, road reports, weather conditions, and much more. I'm Austin Amestoy, and you're listening to MTPR.